Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, the first letter to the Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 9. There is no need to write to you about love for your fellow believers. For you yourselves have been taught by God how you should love one another. And you have behaved in this world toward all the brothers in all of Macedonia. So we beg you, brothers, do even more. Make it your aim to live a quiet life, to mind your own business, and earn your own living, just as we told you before. In this way, you will win the respect of those who are not believers, and will not have to depend on anyone for what you need. After the Apostle Paul with Silas had finished the experience in the city of Philippi, they went on to the neighboring town Thessalonica. And there, according to Paul's custom, he went to the synagogue to share with the Jews who assembled there the word of the prophets of the Old Testament. He took the occasion, as he had done before, to point the people to the prophecies of the Messiah and the fulfillment of those prophecies in the person of Jesus, the Son of God, who had come to live among men, who had died and risen from the dead. As a result of his proclamation of the simple gospel of Jesus Christ, we are told a number of the Jews believed in Jesus, and also some of the Gentiles believed in Jesus. And then mention is made also some of the prominent women of the city believed in Jesus. But, as was often the case, there was also opposition in Thessalonica. And some of the Jews gathered a group of people, some of the loafers of the city, and formed a mob, and came with various kinds of false rumors accusing the apostle of advocating allegiance to a king other than the emperor, namely a king known as Jesus. And because of that opposition, the joy of those who had come to faith was temporarily undermined and made difficult. The apostle wanted to stay with these people as much as he possibly could in order to give them additional encouragement and strength to see Jesus and to hold on to their faith in Jesus as God's Redeemer for mankind. But the opposition was so hard that he was forced to leave. He couldn't get them out of his mind. He wanted to go back. He wanted again and again to return to them and to be with them, but it was impossible. Satan would not allow it. And so finally he sent Timothy. And Timothy came with the report that things are indeed going well in Thessalonica. The people are living in the joy of their faith, and they are sharing a love with each other that is wonderful to behold. A great transformation had come to them and continued with them as they had been brought to faith in Jesus Christ. Now, this is what the apostle reviews in the first part of his letter to the Thessalonians as he reminds them of his original relationship with them and the recognition of this joy and this love which came from their relationship with their Savior, Jesus Christ. To emphasize the importance of love is not unique with Paul to just this particular writing. We're all familiar with his well-known 13th chapter in his letter to the Corinthians, in which he indicates that anything and everything that a Christian attempts to do is of little value, of no value, unless it is motivated by the love of Jesus Christ in the heart of that person. And he said there are really only three important gifts that endure: faith and hope and love, and the greatest of these is love. Nor is the Apostle Paul the only one who emphasized the preeminence of love in the word of the Lord and in the life of God's people. The other apostles, John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, as we just heard in the lection a few moments ago, said we are to love one another. And in giving it this emphasis, the apostles, of course, only reflected what they themselves had seen and heard and experienced in their presence with Jesus, the Son of God, who gave himself, who devoted his ministry to show concern and love to the people to whom he ministered. In fact, for this purpose he had come, to show love to all humanity, to give himself for the redemption of all people, bringing into fulfillment God's own promise. For you see, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the message which had been emphasized in Paul's preaching and which had been received by these Christian people, and this is the way they lived their Christian life with each other. And so the apostle now in writing to them says, I don't really have to tell you how important it is that you should love one another. There is no need to write you about this. You are already doing this. You are doing it so well that people are talking about it. They have talked about it all over the country. All of Macedonia knows how you live this life of faith in your Savior and love toward God and toward each other. And I want you to know that you need to keep on doing this, for this is your task as long as God leads you on this earth. Do it even more than you ever did before. Now, if I must add something, and he did, here are a few things that I like to remind you of. Make it your aim to live a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to earn your own living. As you go about this business of living a life of love toward God and toward your fellow man, it is expected of you that you be responsible individuals who live in all seriousness and faith before God, quietly, without getting involved in all kinds of problems and difficulties, without letting yourself be carried away by the temptations of the environment in which you exist, and without becoming an individual who must depend on others for his very being, but responsible, self-sufficient, faithful people of God who live their faith life in all quietness. In so doing, you will be showing love to God who has redeemed you, and you will be showing love towards your fellow believers who share the faith with you. And in addition, you will be giving a message to the world, for they will see who you are and what you are doing. They will be told by what they observe from you that you are people of God who have seen the Lord and accepted him in faith. The Apostle Paul, my friend, comes to you and to me also at this time with a similar message, that we live in love with each other. We are the recipients from the Lord himself of the full redemption through his Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that you and I might be free, so that we might have eternal life in him. The Lord has sent his Spirit into your hearts and minds to work faith in our hearts and to make us his very own through Jesus Christ. And the Lord has given us the ability to show love to him who has made us his own, and to be motivated and strengthened by that love from him to love each other.
So the admonition of the apostle to you and to me is, love one another. Love one another as you live responsibly the life that God is placing before you. Love one another as you carry out the task which God gives you to perform. Make it your aim to live a quiet life, minding your own business, earning your own living, being responsible before God. In so doing, you will be giving a message to each other and a message to the world. And that message will be indeed compelled by the love of Jesus Christ. We love God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. And compelled by the love of Jesus Christ, we love our neighbor. We love each other as we love ourselves. People seeing us, people hearing us, will by the grace of God be able to say,